Now the 1-1.
High and deep to right, and you can put that one out of here. Holy cow. He got every bit of that one over the bullpen and right. Ike Irish's second straight two-out, two-run jack.
All right, Ike, congratulations, War Eagle. Terrific game again today.
Thank you. It was a fun one.
It absolutely was. Before I ask you about the game today, you got your 100th hit in yesterday's ball game. You became the fourth fastest Auburn player to get to 100 hits. What does that mean to you?
A lot. I knew I was at 99 before the game, and I was kind of stressed out about it because I didn't want to jinx it. But, you know, I'm happy. I beat Gabe by two games, and I couldn't be. It's just fun. Man, it's a lot of fun.
I didn't know anything stressed you out.
Yeah, no, I thought I was going to jinx myself and go into a slump, but luckily it didn't happen.
All right, let's talk about this ball game. Two home runs in your last two at-bats. Take me through the first one of the game.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, he threw me an inside fastball the pitch before, and, you know, and then he just missed with the slider, and I was just thinking in my head, like, fight here, and then, you know, he left something over the heart of the plate, and I did what I was supposed to do on a hanging breaking ball.
In situations like those last two at-bats, were you surprised that they pitched to you with Bobby, who's also very capable, but he's a right-handed hitter? Are you surprised they pitched to you in those situations?
Yeah, I was more surprised that they didn't switch pitchers and go to a lefty. They had been doing that all day. So in my head, I was really expecting to see a left-handed pitcher right there. And then when I, you know, stepped in the box and he towed the rubber, I was like, you know what, he's going to throw to me. And so, you know, I knew he was trying to go up, and, you know, I check swung at a changeup, and then he threw it up, and, you know, I wasn't going to miss it because I was sitting on a pitch up.
Yeah. What is your approach at the plate in terms of are you thinking about what he, like the pitch sequence? How much is that a factor, or are you just trying to recognize each individual pitch as it comes?
Yeah, I'm honestly just trying to see a ball up and drive it the other way. And, you know, whether that's a fastball, breaking ball, or changeup, you know, it really doesn't matter. That just all comes down to reaction time. And so just trying to hit the ball the other way and have a tight back elbow, and then, you know, it'll take care of itself in the moment.
What does it mean for this team to be able to bounce back after a long day at the ballpark yesterday and to come back and win the series today?
That's huge. You know, we've been pretty good all year on Sundays. And, you know, last Sunday we were so close and we just couldn't get a big hit. And you know, this Sunday our pitching staff stepped up and we did get the big hit. And so I couldn't be prouder because we fought and it wasn't easy. You know, they're pretty good. They're a really good team, actually. And so being able to get a big victory against the team will probably win their conference is huge.
Let me ask you one more question about the play at the plate. You see the base hit go, or you see the ball go to right, and you know, all right, this is a chance to throw this guy out if they decide to send him. So take me through that and what's going through your mind.
Yeah, no, I was hoping, you know, they would send him because I knew who was in right field, and I've seen Bobby do it too many times to players, and I feel bad, you know, for third base coaches because I wouldn't send a guy, but, you know, Bobby has a cannon, and, you know, we have all the trust in him.
All right, good stuff, Ike. Thank you very much for the visit. Great job out there, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Myers comes set. His 60th pitch of the afternoon is hit in the air to shallow, or rather to right field.
Mm-mm.
Pierce broke back, now in, and winds up shallow. Runner tries to tag. Here comes the throw. He is out at home plate. Yes, he is. Irish caught it, applied the tag. Bobby Pierce throws out another runner at the plate.
Cam, congratulations. Four strong innings for you today, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Yeah. All right, talk about coming into this ball game. You go in clean to start the fifth. Close ball game at the time, and what was the message to you and your thoughts as you started that inning?
Yeah, you know, just go out there, throw strikes. I mean, obviously it was a two-run ball game at that point, so just kind of putting up zeros and letting our offense go back out there and get to work, that was a big thing.
Breaking ball, working really well for you. Obviously it's important to your success, but it looked like it was really on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I came out and threw a ton of breaking balls, And I went to Teef, and I was like, I think they're kind of sitting on it. So that's why we kind of went majority fastball the rest of the time. But, yeah, I mean, it was there when I needed it to in key spots. So I think that's a big part of my game, and it really worked out today.
I know you don't look at yourself as a freshman, and that's kind of a big part, I think, of your success. What does it mean to you, though, just to, given the depth, given the talent that's in this pitching staff and in the bullpen, that this group has the confidence in you to call on you first out of the bullpen on a Sunday in a rubber game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it means everything. there's not a lot of freshmen in this league that are throwing. But yeah, like you said, I don't really see myself as a freshman. Just really trying to get out here and help our team win any way I can.
Yeah. Describe the dugout after a series win here in a hard-fought game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, UConn's a great team. I think a lot of people have overlooked them, and their record really doesn't show it, but they're a really good team, and I think moving forward, that gave us a lot of confidence going into next week.
Appreciate the visit, Cam. Great job out there. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Bases loaded, two outs for UConn. Auburn 8, UConn 2. 2-2 the count to Jake Studley. Cannon comes set, the 2-2 pitch. Strike three, call. That's the inning. That's the series. Auburn beats UConn today and wins the series. Tigers 8, UConn 2.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, that had the feel. I mean, you're playing the toughest schedule in the country. That's a really good opponent. This game in particular, the rubber game, felt, I guess, equal to that description.
Well, thankful for our guys to be able to bounce back and win a series. But still, we're at a stage of the year where you, like, if you see the score, it's like, it looks like we won pretty good. When you see some holes, some things we're trying to do and try to get better at, you can see how we still got some work to do. But thankful to win a series, a well-coached team. So they didn't give us anything and exploited some things when we were not on our P's and Q's. But thankful to win this series, and hopefully we can gain some things out of playing a doubleheader for the first time and then having to bounce back and try to win a series on Sunday.
It's the second week in a row that you face a conference preseason pitcher of the year, and today against Quigley, when he leaves the ballgame, you've got a one-run lead, and then after he exits, you're able to expand it a little bit.
We are. Ike Irish showed up and was the big reason there, so I thought he was amazing. Two home runs, I think, his last two at-bats, and you know, I was surprised they pitched to him the last time, and he absolutely did it again. So he was a huge difference today, and then conversely on the other side of the ball, I thought Cam Tilley was huge today. I thought it was that nip and tuck, low scoring, 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, and we felt like, you know, to give that ball to a true freshman, how much does, you know, Coach Tiford believe in him, and all of us believe in him to put him out there, and the work he did today with four innings of work. And I mean, we only struck him out three times today. They came to play. So an 8-2 margin's pretty impressive, although we still see so much work that we need to be doing.
Even the first inning with Carson, I know he walked four in his four innings, but to set them down in order in the first inning, I thought after they scored first in both of the games yesterday, set the tone a little bit and allowed those runs you got in the first inning to give you that first inning lead of the weekend.
Well, our two big innings in the first and the sixth, you know, they wound up getting a single, I guess a solo home run in the second. So putting those six up and then immediately going back out and giving up one run. So we almost got two shutdowns, but that second shutdown was huge after the three spot. That's the only way you distance and get leads and games and keep them, because there's so much momentum in college baseball. You're either trying to get it or keep it. And when you have a big inning, it's so important to go back out there and put up a zero. You can just watch for it and see it time and time again how important it is. And for the most part, with our two big innings, and even in the bottom of the eighth, Ike's last home run, we got two, and then we're able to keep them scoreless somehow there in the ninth.
Talk, if you would, about the weekend Mason Maynard's had for you. Five hits, standard base hits, bunt singles. He handled the bat well for you this weekend.
I thought all his skills showed up this weekend. I mean, a bunt on a drag and a push, stealing bases, played a nice outfield. We had some wind early in the weekend before it settled a little bit the last 2 days, and just all the way around, got some big hits, had a left-on-left at bat here late in this ball game. Got down 0-2, wound up getting a sharp single to right field. He wound up scoring because of Ike's home run there. So a really good weekend. He got to show a lot of the different tool set and things that he brings to the table. It was good to see.
Air Force in the midweek, and then the last non-conference weekend series coming up. Just kind of thoughts as you pass another mile marker in a long season about where this team is after this weekend.
Yeah, I'm thankful where we're at. Still trying to get them focused on. I know I heard some within the ranks last night, like, hey, we hit 8-10 balls hard. And I think they took it from a demoralizing standpoint, which still means you're focused on results. When you have a great at-bat in this game, as hard as hitting is, those 8 to 10 at-bats should be building confidence, and they just went to somebody. So we still have to stick on our process instead of looking at our results and some things to do, even if they're older players, 23, 24. To me, personally, that's still a young person that's still trying to learn a lot, and those are things we're working through. Being able to shove the ball in the strike zone, I thought too many counts were 2-0, 3-1 variety here today, and we'll have to pay for that. And that's what I mean by just we got to get better at some things. And when we pass the baton and when we come out and throw the ninth inning, man, if they're going to beat us, make them swing that bat. But you have no idea how intent you should be about getting strike one, because this team was doing it that we just played, and every team does something different. But, you know, they're going to take and force you to shove it in the strike zone when the game's on the line. So hopefully we can continue to grow. And those are some of the examples that I mean of, like, this club has got to do a few things better moving forward to keep having success.
Appreciate the visit, Coach. Congrats on another series win. War Eagle.
War Eagle.